Most of the times here on Sunday morning, Mount Calvary Community Church, we have such a joy to come in to experience the presence of the Lord. We have our songs, we take up offerings, we have a little chorus time, we have handshakes, we have smiles. I read a scripture and then try to share with you things that God has laid upon my heart. This morning, I want to read for you out of 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. For you are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. And then the 11th verse in the third chapter in the book of 1 Corinthians states, for no other foundation can anyone lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the foundation. Marnell's going to come and share with you a song that is dear to my heart because the title of this song is called Take Me Back. I heard this song when I was just a young man. I heard Brother Andre Crouch sing it. And it was one of the handful of songs that in my life that has affected me so much because this song, and you'll notice the chorus, it'll warm your heart, but the verse, it states about how an individual, so many times in our life we feel that possibly we've strayed from the truth, we're not in the place exactly where we should be. And the writer of this song was able to pen, I believe, words inspired by God to just take me back to where I first believed you, take me back to that place where I first received you. This week has been very unique. On Thursday, I had a great opportunity to go down to Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. Folks, there's talent within this church. Dee and Joe Vogel invited me down. Susan, little Jessup was in a play that he had taken part in writing the play. There were three plays that evening, and all of them were kids between the ages of 11 and 18. There was a school from Fairfax County. There was a school in D.C., and oh my goodness, what a wonderful message. What a wonderful message about how they were able to take the phrasing and the belief that Black Lives Matter, but also they were talking about the shootings down in Florida. And they tied it in such a way to get our attention, to get our hearts moving. Then, here in the church on yesterday at 1 o'clock, we got together, we prepared everything, moved everything, and at 2 o'clock we had the service to say goodbye to Brother John Unteed. I call him Little John, but it's Big John's father over here. John's father was named John. John's name is John. Hunter's name is John. A lot of variety in the picking of those names in that family. It's a question I've never asked because one of those things you kind of don't even want to hear the answer to. But during that service, Brother Claude Wheeler sat up here with me, and I've known Brother Claude Wheeler for over 50 years. And I believe Claude is, 87, 88 now, and he got up and he shared stories that brought laughter, that brought joy. But also he brought a message about how every life, one life, makes a difference. I went home, and trust me, for the last few days, I've not been feeling it well. You can tell my sound is not that good. Yesterday we sang. Told Bill we sound like the three frogs up here singing yesterday, and I was here on the radio, so I had to turn it on. I had to watch the wedding. Man, come on. Had to see it. I'd heard so much in all this preparation. No, I did not get up at 4 o'clock in the morning yesterday to watch it. But I'll tell you one thing. There is a bishop in Chicago. He can come preach at Mount Calvary anytime he wants to. Because I loved it. Because it was a message of love. It was a message that I believe needed to be heard. And I don't know how many millions upon millions of people who are listening in, but can you imagine God's timing as he used that format to send forth a message of love? Thursday night, and hearing so many plays written by these wonderful young folks. And we got young folks in here making amens right now. You hear that? To hear the wonderful message that Claude brought forth of every life makes a difference. And to hear that wonderful bishop talk about love, love, love. Folks, I don't know about you, but I was so affected by those lives again being lost down in Texas. And those of you around here at Mount Calvary know that I try my best to never be political from this pulpit. You think I am, just because you've already made up your own opinion about what he's talking about me. I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. Right? Don't believe it. But I believe without a shadow of a doubt that the way the country is going to change is that people are going to start to better understand how each and every life is precious in the sight of my Lord. Young folks have to realize this life that they have is precious, something not to be taken so lightly and not to be simply because something is going wrong. Folks, we need to go back to the basic things, to the principles that are being taught in this Bible, to churches who stand up and say, we are going to stand for what we believe, that Jesus Christ died for me upon a cross. He shed his blood because God loved me when I was yet unlovable. Can you imagine? That's just the intro to the song. You wait till we start to preach sometime. Come on up here, Marnell.
Hope you still do after I'm done.
Yeah, I will.
Take me back, dear Lord, to a place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back, dear Lord, to a place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. I feel that I'm so far from you, Lord, but still I hear you calling me. Those simple things that I once knew, their memories are drawing me. I'm must confess what I've been blessed. But my soul's not satisfied. Renew my faith, restore my joy, and dry my weeping eyes. Whoa, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to a place where I first received you. Take me back, oh Lord, take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to a place where I first received you. Oh Lord, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Where I first believed.
Stand in front of us today and declare within their hearts that they'd love to become members of this church. God, they are the ones that are blessing us today. So we thank you for their lives. We thank you for the decisions. We thank you for their walk with God. And most of all, God, we ask a special blessing upon them, that you will bring joy in their lives and the way that they bring joy in our hearts when we see them. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for people who are willing to stand up and say, I would love to be a part of your congregation. So we ask now that everything in their lives, everything that's said today, will have brought joy to your heart. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Now, you guys stand up here. Now, come on this way. Barbara, you're in the middle there. No, you got to get Barbara in the middle. There you go. Come